Welcome to A Skeptic's Guide to Conspiracy, the podcast that examines conspiracy theory, conspiracy fact, and those who promote these theories. I will be your host, Mike Bowler, as we take a look at conspiracies in the news for the week ending December 1st, 2017. And while last week was pretty much the standard board affair, so to speak, of the, basic conspiracies, there was a few chemtrail, flat earth type stories. There was a couple of interesting ones that popped up last week. The first one I want to talk about is there's a hilarious conspiracy theory says Prince Harry's engagement is part of a British takeover. Prince Harry and Suits actress Meghan Markle's engagement should be a reason to celebrate on both sides of the Atlantic. But what there was a nefarious, was there a nefarious purpose behind it? A hilarious conspiracy theory went viral on Twitter, suggested that it was part, it's part of a British takeover. This is, and clearly, when you give an imbecile access to Twitter, you're going to come up with this crazy stuff. Best I can tell, this guy believes that through that marriage, and if Prince Harry becomes King of England, that this somehow a marriage to an American with dual citizenship somehow allows her to become Queen of the United States. I don't know. Apparently this guy doesn't read the Constitution and knows about the laws of the United States, that titles, nobility titles, are not recognized in the United States. So if you were to, you can call yourself whatever you want, Lord, Queen, King, whatever, it's not going to mean anything in any legal sense. So I thought this was pretty funny. I don't know why people seem to want to believe that the royal family is trying to take over the world, or, you know, of course, then we get into the David Icke stuff with the reptilians running, or that the Queen of England is a reptilian shapeshifter. And of course, all these elites are reptilian. And of course, they're trying to take over the world and force us into a new world order, globalist, as Alex Jones would put it, this globalist matrix type, whatever that all means. I thought this was pretty funny, because the next one is that people think that the Nazis invented minions in a disturbing conspiracy theory. I'm not sure the source of this particular story. It seems to come out of a kind of an odd source. But the minions, Despicable Me, Gru's I don't know what you'd call them, little guys who look like yellow peanuts, I guess, and quite comical. And for some reason, of course, a photo has popped up. It's kind of an interesting photo that shows these, looks like a bunch of guys standing next to a ship with this really, that looked very kind of like a minion, though there's just a single eyepiece on their faces, and claiming this was a Nazi medical experiment to create whatever they're trying to create. And the problem was, this photo was actually taken in the 1930s, and the photo shows these are actually diving suits, or diving like suits. These are actually rescue suits for submarines that are in trouble, and being able to exit helping the crew exit a sunk submarine. These are definitely they look much like the deep sea diving helmets, though maybe a little different. Maybe they look kind of like a combination of welding helmet and diving helmet. But I'll put the photo on my webpage, and you can check that out. I find it so funny that automatically, you know, the Nazis creating a race of minions, and the only evidence, the two pieces of evidence, is a photo of a real program to try to develop a rescue suit for submariners, and the other link is a cartoon, an animated cartoon of comical fictional proportions. And the third one is, no, Sarah Sanders didn't steal a Thanksgiving pie photo from PBS. This is a very, this story bothers me a little bit, because there's a lot of things that we should be mad about, what our government has done, what it's doing now, Donald Trump and his attempt to circumvent the Constitution, maybe. I don't know. This guy is, this guy is trying to do what he promised to his voters, to the people who voted for him. Granted, he's done it in a very awkward and fairly unprofessional, I'll just call it unprofessional way. I don't think he's necessarily, I mean, he definitely believes what he, believes and what he stands for. And quite frankly, he is getting, and the Republicans are pushing through their agenda. This recent tax vote, I'm not sure if it actually goes into effect, or we're just a step forward to the final. But this tax plan that's coming up is going to benefit the wealthy. It's going to the upper tiers of the American society. It's certainly going to shit on the American working class. We're going to be the ones picking up the tab to give corporate entities more and more money, thus more political clout, and basically pretty much I think it's going to be a rough time for us middle class types, and even the poor are going to have a rough time. And these are things to be mad about and things to be concerned. I mean, as a citizen, we should be concerned about how our money is spent, where that money is going, who's getting it. So attacking someone who posts a photo of a Thanksgiving pie, I believe the pie in question was pecan. Apparently, yeah. She gives you a photo of a pecan pie, and the people lost their marbles over it. Thought she'd, stealing a photo of a pecan pie and put it on her Twitter feed. There's better things to be mad about Trump and his administration than freaking pecan pie. So I'm going to leave it at that. This is one of those ridiculous attacks, a conspiracy. Of course, the articles call this a conspiracy to make, I don't know, to make these people who work for Trump more human instead of, whatever, and backfiring. Of course, it's being pointed directly at an alt-left liberal types, but come on, there's better things to be arguing over than a freaking photo of a pecan pie. Now, I talked about this last week, but the trial has started. This is the trial of James Tracy versus Florida Atlantic University, I believe, or college. Yeah, university. A former Florida Atlantic University professor trial is set to begin over whether the school axed him for arguing the Sandy Hook was a giant government cover-up. James Tracy has argued the Boca Raton-based school violated his free speech when it let him go last year over a blog he ran independent of his tenured teaching gig. Florida Atlantic has maintained Tracy, who has taught a conspiracy theory class, was fired for not disclosing outside employment. The trial, which began Wednesday, may very well be the most important free speech case pending the United States right now, Tracy Tracy's attorney, Louis Leo, wrote on the Florida Civil Rights Coalition blog in August. So as the story goes, James Tracy, a tenured professor at this particular university, teaching conspiracy theory, teaching political science, he's that. And independently, he's actually been critical of the media. And much of the Sandy Hook initially was the question of the news, how it was reported as it played out. We're dealing with a reality here that when a situation occurs, a shooting, a fire, some type of disaster, trying to get the news out to explain to people what's going on, reporters are climbing over themselves to get the latest information. So what they hear, what they write down, whatever, gets put up on the air right away. There's very little time to vet that information. So when you have a disaster or some tragedy occurring, without knowing solid facts, there's only those superficial facts like number of dead, amount of damage being done or has been done, what efforts are being to end or stop or whatever the situation might be. And this is all general. I mean, I'm kind of being general on this because it really does apply to everything. So when Sandy Hook was playing out, the news was trying to report all that it could. The idea was, let's get the story out. We have a shooting at a school. The basic what's being reported or what's being told by the police, who are still barely starting the investigation, you know, how many dead, who may have been involved, was it a older, younger, whatever, male, female, so on. So the story is kind of coming together, and of course, over the hours as it's being reported, the story is going to change. It may initially be, well, there's 300 kids, we got 100 kids out, 200 kids are dead. That may be, and that could be a very viable number. But of course, are the kids still, that 200, are they still locked in the building? Are they, whatever? So, eventually the numbers will change. They'll come down, they'll go up, they'll eventually settle into the proper number. Sandy Hook played out very much like that. Tracy then says, well, that the media is hiding, the media is manipulating the news. Of course, the conspiracy side latches on that whole hog and then twists it into, like with Alex Jones, that it was a false flag, no one died, these were crisis actors. Well, Tracy was the one who perpetuated this or supported that notion. And that's what he put on his websites. Now, granted, this was independent of his teaching. The problem is, and I think this is what should play out, is how much of the school, how much crossover from private James Tracy to public James Tracy to representative of the school James Tracy. This is all going to play together. This is what's going to come out of this trial. Personally, this guy is, I really don't like his attitude. He's totally ambivalent to this, what he has said about Sandy Hook. And he's probably responsible for the death threats against the victims of this tragedy. I am kind of mixed feelings. Should he be able to keep his job? Should he lose his job? I don't think someone should lose his job for exercising their free speech. I just believe that this guy, now, I won't lose any sleep if this guy doesn't, or loses his case or doesn't get his job back. That I don't think you're not going to get a reaction pro or con on guys like James Tracy. They exploit a tragedy to push their agenda. And I have no love. It would be no love lost if this guy was shown to be what he is. So that's pretty much the news for the week. I threw a little commentary here. There was a few other stories about Alex Jones. He's talked about Las Vegas. The Las Vegas shooting is as phony as Obama's birth certificate. That's to be expected. I'm just trying to check. I got a few other little minor stories. There was an interesting article about the type of personality that believes in conspiracy theories. Like, apparently low self-esteem and narcissism are key ingredients to believing in conspiracy theory. The article seems to make some sense. I didn't delve into the actual scientific report because it's behind a paywall. So maybe sometime later I can talk about that. So that's pretty much what's happened in the news. Actually, as I'm recording this, there's going to be some cool stuff for next week. Apparently liberals or lesbians eat babies. So we'll stay tuned for that one. So with that said, the only announcement I have, I was on the Zacrilege podcast. This is done by Zach Law. He does a atheist podcast, and I got interviewed for that. And I'll post a link to there's a YouTube and there's his podcast. So be sure to check that out. It was fun doing, and it's been a while since I actually sat down and talked conspiracy and actually kind of more chit chat than anything. So, but it was a great interview, and Zach's a real great guy. I met him through Facebook. We did a kind of an open forum, atheist, skeptic. I threw my name into the list, and I get an interview out of the deal. So that was pretty cool. So be sure to check that out. No other news. Trying to kind of get an idea what my schedules might be over the next few weeks since the holidays are starting to kick up. I'm going to say I should still be able to put out a news over the holidays, though there may be a day or two delay. I'll try not to go too far over that. It'll probably come out. I try to get the show out on Monday morning, but it may come out Tuesday morning. So thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Good night, everyone.